This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hello, Mavs fan friends. Kirk Henderson joined by Josh Bow. We are coming to you on Thursday night, January 1st, 2026. That seems right. It is Thursday, right?
It is.
Okay. The Dallas Mavericks just lost to the Philadelphia 76ers at home, 123-108. Not the best. You know, one of the hallmarks of this team that we've talked about is that they tend to make everything a game in some way, shape, or form. And this game, outside of a first quarter where they shot 65% from the field, was not really close. And it don't really know where to go. Where do you think we should start?
Well, they lost, so we don't have to really sugarcoat it. I mean, this was the worst, maybe the worst collective performances from Anthony Davis and PJ Washington all season. And those are their two best players outside of Cooper Flagg. And this team's already kind of behind the eight ball, cause, you know, talent wise. I mean, they're what, 12 and
23? 12,
yeah, they're now 12 and 23. So if they want to be competitive, their best players have to play well. And Anthony Davis was awful, and PJ Washington was awful. And if those two guys are bad, I don't know. They couldn't make up the difference, even though, like, yeah, they got a good game from Brandon Williams and Max Christie made some shots, and Daniel Gafford had a couple good sequences, and Klay Thompson made more two-pointers than three-pointers for probably the first time all season. Like, they were doing some stuff, the other guys, but like, if Anthony Davis is going to play 37 minutes and score 13 points and look like a 40-year-old Dirk Nowitzki on defense, they're not gonna win. I think it's a testament to the other guys on the roster that played hard and well enough to keep it like relatively competitive through three and a half quarters. But yeah, it's just that you can't overcome that. Like, if they want to beat a good team like Philly, Anthony Davis, PJ Washington have to play well, and those guys played bad, and here we are.
Yeah, the first quarter was just it was at once very fun and then just a canary in the coal mine you're watching sing the entire time. The Mavericks took 1-3 in that quarter, and it was a Clay three late in the quarter. They finished that quarter up 33-27. And if you're shooting 65% from the field and you're up three baskets, that doesn't bode well for the rest of the game. It was also kind of a rinse and repeat game of what happened when the Mavericks played the Sixers a few weeks ago. I mean, I didn't write about it this time because I didn't want to write the same recap, but VJ Edgecombe and Tyrese Maxey combined for 67 points. That's more than they scored the last time. The Mavericks guards just can't keep up, and it's a talent distribution issue. And, you know, Anthony Davis tends to be the special sauce for the team because everybody else plays hard. And if Anthony Davis plays up to, like, let's just call it his standard, he's a frustrating player, but he's capable. Like 20-10 is sort of his baseline for a decent game, whether it's efficient or not. He's capable of doing that night in and night out. Like defensive rebounding is one of his hallmarks. I think he really helps with this team. And when he shows up like he did tonight and he grabbed five defensive boards, like it's just the team doesn't stand much of a chance. And you know, you pair that with the way that they were playing, you know, the second quarter came around and you just can't give up 40-point quarters. The game was lost in the second quarter. They got outscored 41-26. And it's 68 points at halftime. And you're just looking at that, and this is – I don't know.
I don't know what they're supposed to do. I think a while ago, you know, I argued they were pretty competent. They had reached this kind of level. I mean, it's pretty – and I think they've lost – I mean, they've lost a billion games since I said that. They're just not a good team, and Philly is a good team. Philly's, you know, 3 games over .500 or 4 games now. The Mavericks are – 11. Like, this is what happens when a 18-17-14 team plays a 12-22 team. The Mavericks just hide the stink a little bit because they played so many clutch games, but like they're kind of fading. Philly knew what they wanted to do in this game, both of these games, like you said. Like the Mavericks starting a two-way rookie and Ryan Nimhard, who's not even 6 foot, and Brandon Williams, who's not even that much taller than him, who former G Leaguer. And Philly came into both, you know, the matchup in Philly in this game, and they're like, we're going to use our two stud starting guards, and we're going to bully the crap out of you with them. And they did. Like, they routinely kept, you know, the Mavericks would get Nimhard off of Maxey or Edgecombe, and then they would be, whoever they would hide him on would come and screen for Maxey or Edgecombe to get him back into the play. Like, Philly knew what they wanted to do, and it was attack the Mavericks small backcourt repeatedly. And then it cascades and flows because once they get, you got to rotate and help. And, you know, it was a mess.
The first play of the second half was a shitty Paul George fadeaway over Ryan Nimhard. Like, Paul George is 6'9. He can get that shot whenever he wants. It didn't go in, it worked out, but that play just sort of stuck in my mind. And, like, this is. I shouldn't have done this because like I shouldn't steal joy when people were happy earlier in the year, but I wasn't into the Nimhard thing sheerly on a basis of size. Like, he is a good basketball player. He has a role with the team. It's not a starting point guard role. That's okay. I mean, the Sixers are sort of at the fringe of guard athleticism and what do you want to call it? In football, the term is like more multiple, where it's like those two Sixers guards can do anything. Did you see the BJ Edgecombe double block of Brandon Williams at the end of the game?
That was hilarious.
I was texting with my friend Spike Eskin, who does the Sixers show, and he says watching him, it's like he has a second jump in midair, like a video game character. And I just, yeah. And like between the, like his defensive prowess, like I didn't even notice Edgecombe scoring that much. And then you look at the score and he has friggin' 23 points.
Oh yeah. He got to
66% shooting.
Oh yeah. I mean, he got to the rim at will. I mean, the Sixers were 20 of 26 in the restricted area, 9 of 16 in the paint. I mean, it wasn't even close. I mean, I want to look at what Edgecombe was at the rim now. He was 4-4 at the restricted area, 2-4 in the paint. I mean, he was, yeah, I mean, both of them. And then Maxey was doing whatever he wanted. And again, you know, it's just, it's then they even put the nail in the coffin to me was they put, I think they put I can't remember, it was a possession late in the fourth, and they put PJ on either Edgecombe or Maxey, and I apologize, I can't remember who it was, because it's clearly like, okay, we just can't have Brandon Williams on one of these guys. They put PJ on him without a screen. They beat PJ off out of the triple threat, like blew, like completely left him in the dust. Grimes hit a three, one of those final threes Grimes hit to close the game out. And I was like, yeah, this team just, it's not good enough, you know, just the talent discrepancies was off the charts.
And we, you know, we talk about this fairly frequently. It's just going to be part of the discussion this year. If you're going to keep pace in one, like you have to keep pace one way or in a variety of ways. And the Mavericks didn't in the ones that matter where, you know, they shot 1 3-pointer in the first quarter. They ended up, and they made it. Klay Thompson made it. So they went 5 for 27 from three over the next three quarters. And it just, that's just not gonna cut it. I mean, Jaden Hardy took 4 of those threes in seven minutes. Shout out to his just blinding.
But the problem is like who's taking the threes? Like they don't, you know,
they don't have anybody who can do it.
It's a bad shoot, you know, it's a team with bad shooters that's shooting poorly. Like that's just
well, and the spacing like starts to, it, you can just see it as the game wears on where the, please tell me if I was wrong here, because I'm almost like taking notes and then doing the dishes and doing other stuff. I feel like in the second half in particular, the Sixers were sending soft doubles at anybody that had the ball above the free throw line just to sort of baffle whatever Maverick player, like it was Davis, it was Flag a lot of the times. I should say non-point guards. They weren't doing it to the point guards.
Yeah, because the Mavericks killed them in the paint in the first half. So I think they adjusted their defense a little bit to be like, let's not do that. And to the credit, I mean, the Mavericks still scored in the paint pretty well tonight, despite that. I mean, Najee had a bunch of makes in the paint. What did they finish with points in the paint? I mean, it was still, I think they had more than the Sixers, but yeah, they had 64. The Sixers had 58, which is also a lot. But yeah, the Mavericks can't shoot. Well, I mean, the whole, we talk about it every night, the holy trinity of stats, threes, turnovers, offensive rebounds. The Mavs, Sixers made 7 more threes, so they lost that. Offensive rebounds was 7-6 Mavs, so that's like a wash. So they didn't lose it. And then turnovers, they had one more turnover than Philly, but they gave up 19 points off those turnovers. Ooh. Philly only gave up 11, because I'm pretty sure most of those, I mean, how many of those turnovers were catastrophic live ball, immediate fast break? Well, most of Philly's turnovers felt like, you know, dead ball turnovers. So,
yeah, just not ideal. No. Okay. Well, let's take a little bit of a break here. These shows are getting a little bit shorter, largely because I don't want to waste your guys' time. If there's something interesting to talk about, you know, sometimes like Josh and I will get there if there's juice, but you know, there's three ways to support the show. You can listen to the ads. You can actually tell your friends, you know, grow the show. And there's links in the show notes to where if you just want to support us directly, that's really the best way to do so. We'll be right back after I insert some of these ads.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. So if you haven't subscribed to the show, please consider doing so. Josh and I record after every game, literally after every game. I don't think we've missed a game for any reason in like four seasons.
Yeah, one or the other. There's at least one of us.
It's really ridiculous that hasn't happened just due to our lives. But I will be hosting a secondary after show tonight. I'm a little juiced up on caffeine. And I'd like to talk basketball. So if you want to join that show, just be looking, hang out, and I'll talk about it at the end. If you're here in the YouTube live stream, you can participate that way. I post a link and it's easy to join. It's fun. Okay, so Mavs stinky. We kind of knew that. What did you like? Was there anything you liked about this game?
Why are you asking me that?
Then I'm gonna talk.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were talking about before we went to break that there's It's hard to get the juice about what do we talk about? And I was like, there could be juice. We just have to be mean. Like, that's where the juice is.
Well, I do want to note one thing. Ahead. And we got a note from consistent listener in front of the show, Ash Boeing. He said, you know, talk about Max Christie as a future piece. And if there's a deep silver lining this season so far through 35 games, Max Christie is quite something, and I find myself very pleased with him. You know, he's on an affordable contract. I think this is year one of a 4-year deal, or maybe year two. It doesn't really matter. He's making like $8 million a year. He shoots the ball real well. He doesn't do anything catastrophic that drives me crazy. He's you know, the occasional turnover, but that's just sort of the Mavericks offense right now. He's efficient. He wants to play good defense, whether or not he's there yet or whether he can ever be, you know, a guard defender. It's really tough in this league to do that because he's not a Caruso. He's not a, what's our guy in Oklahoma City that played at Richardson? Kayson Wallace. He's not one of these guys, but like, can he be a starter / rotation player? I think he's proven that he can. And, you know, is that a shitty consolation prize for the Luka Doncic trade? Yes, but I don't know. I like him, and he reminds me of some of these shooting guards from yesteryear with the Mavs in like the early 2000s, of like guys that didn't do a lot, but they did stuff. And you know, it's like your Rajah Bells, your guys that were around for a season or two. And I don't know, I just thought the comment from Ash Boeing was on point in a game where there wasn't much to take away.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, we were wondering if last season was kind of a mirage, and like, you know, did he set the bar too high with all those explosive scoring games right after he got traded? Mm-hmm. And he's kind of just picked right up from there. Very good shooter. Yeah. I mean, the next step for him, if he is like their starting two guard of the future next to Cooper, it's the defense. Like, if he can level up, doesn't have to be elite, but if he can get up one more notch from where he is now, I think he could be your starter. And then if not, I mean, when they get good again, whenever the next playoff team is for this version of the Cooper Flag Mavericks, I mean, even if he's not there, he'll still be a very quality top, you know, seven rotation player.
So they have, I just looked it up. So he signed a 4-year deal with the player option. Last year was the first year. This is the second year. Next year would be the third year. And then 27-28 is a player option. So you assume summer of 27, he opts out and attempts to secure a better deal, just because, you know, but that's a long time off. That's not really something to think about right now. Mm-hmm. The only other like positive thing that I enjoyed in this game is every time Cooper Flag gets the ball and goes, I like it. Like, yeah. The Mavericks athleticism in a Mavericks uniform has not come in a package like this. And I just sort of relish it. You know, one of the frustrating things about the Luka Doncic era was he really would walk it up a ton. He didn't like it unless it was an absolute home run. Flag just gets it, pushes, gives it up. And I just, his willingness to make the right basketball play, also with just how quickly he gets downfield, I enjoy that. And it's going to be fun to watch for years to come.
Yeah. I mean, that was how they had the lead in the first quarter, was Cooper in transition for the most part. But yeah, I mean, that was it. I could tell you want to say something now. So
I do.
Do you? I thought you said wanted to get into something.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, do we need to get people mad on the internet and talk about Anthony Davis tonight?
I think we have to.
That was really bad. Like, that was bad. Like, that was very bad.
Yeah, why is he playing if he's going to look like that? That, like, right. Devalues him.
Yeah, I was confused from the opening tip, based on the first possession of the game. Like, if this is his first game back, missing two from a groin injury, why is he playing? Like, because he didn't look like he wanted to play to start the game. So it's like, why just sit him out one more game if he's still feeling gimpy, or if he's not all the way back? Because that, like, it was very startling, because in a game with Joel Embiid, who has probably lost like 70% of his athleticism, it feels like over the last 12 months, Embiid wasn't the slowest looking big man on the floor tonight. Like, that's bad. I mean, guys were going through him and around him like he wasn't there. That's going to be a bad film session to look at, because he was not good.
I don't understand. The more we watch him, the more confused I am by the Anthony Davis conversation. People on Twitter, x.com, will sometimes come at me and say, like, I'm devaluing Anthony Davis. Well, look, if I'm an NBA general manager and I have eyeballs, I look at this and I think, no, thank you. I don't want a part of this. It's not, the juice is not worth the squeeze on Davis. He has not been the play. Like, there's a comment my friend Sean Hyken uses with the Lakers called the prestige zone, where it's like anybody in a Lakers uniform automatically gets like a 10% value bump. Anthony Davis is a former all NBA guy. He is good. I'm not saying he's bad, but it's like his bad games are they make you question whether he's good at all. And tonight was just a good example of it, because, you know, I get that Embiid is bigger because Embiid's a load, but like he's Embiid blew past AD like three times. It's like this can't.
I mean, don't play. Defense was. I mean, I know Mac. I know his guards weren't giving him any help with Maxey and Edgecombe. I mean, those guys were getting like a free runway to go down.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go down to, you know, it's hard to stop a guard in the NBA, especially ones as good as Maxey and Exum, when they have that kind of head of steam. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can't blame AD, like, all of it. But, like, you got to feel, like, you didn't feel him. Like, you got to feel him at the rim, and you just didn't. Like, I mean, whether it was Embiid blown by him on face-ups or post-ups, whether it was Maxey or Exum just scooting right by him and under him, like, scoring right underneath his, like, outstretched arms. He looked like he had cement in his shoes. Like, use every cliche in the book for that. He was just slow. It was just, which is shocking because, you know, his offense has kind of been the thing that's kind of been, when he has a bad game, it's kind of the things we notice. Like, he's holding the ball too much. He's shooting too many jumpers. He's shooting.
Tonight was a jumper game. And it's like, yeah, come on, brother.
But this was defensively, he's been okay for most of the season. This was his worst defensive game of the season. This was his worst defensive game since he's put on a Mavericks uniform, to quite frankly. I mean,
really? It was that,
yeah, this was bad. I mean, this was, there was no resistance. I mean, this game could have been way worse than the score looked like if Philly was hitting a couple more threes, because Philly actually didn't shoot well from three. Nope. They just made more.
The Mavericks garbage defense from 3-point just continues to be rewarded. Like, just, yeah, guys missing open shots.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't a fan of his demeanor, the way he played. And if he's hurt, like, if he's not feeling better from his groin, then don't play.
Because it's you know we've not talked a lot about the trade stuff, largely because you and I don't really love that sort of thing. And, you know, as I voiced today on I was thinking about it, realistically, we should be putting up podcasts. We should be putting up articles. We should be doing things to encourage, because it's like, more conversation is better for us, like, literally in the sense of support. Like, that's what people generate towards. It's wild. You see the metrics on this sort of thing. But I've never loved trade stuff, and I'm just ready to get off this Anthony Davis roller coaster. Shout out to Kendall in the chat for saying get ready to be off the roller coaster. I mean, Chris Haynes reported today that he expects Ed Davis to be traded by the deadline, which is, you know, you hear right now, we're really hearing a lot of contradictory stuff. Tim Cato says it's not happening. don't know what to make of that, because Tim's never exactly been a guy that will vociferously say things about trades, which is why it kind of gives me pause. Stein is just his classic, and then I say this as a friend, he is just so cagey with his commentary. It's annoying, and I would tell him that, because he doesn't want to be seen as taking a side, which I value. But it's just Davis. I don't. Everyone is you haven't written this yet, so I think now's the time you need to make your, like, if you want to do like make this point. If we get off and you feel like writing it tonight, I think you should and just publish the damn thing. Do you want to make that point you've been kind of thinking about for a couple weeks?
Yeah, they have to trade Anthony Davis, and not because they need to tank, and not because they need to get like value back for him in terms of like they need picks and players. They need to trade him to like move on, and because you can't be this expensive and this bad. Like, people keep saying you can't trade Anthony Davis because of the value. You're not going to get proper value back. He's a top 15 player when healthy. You can't just give him up for nothing. When people don't understand that, but what you're getting back, the value of the trade with him, is you're getting back cap relief and organizational clarity on how to build and move forward. Mm-hmm. The Mavericks are the fifth most expensive team in the NBA, and they're 12-23.
How many other losing teams are there?
I'm looking right now. It's the Clippers are the only only other team in the top 10 in payroll
since the Clippers fired Chris Paul. They've gone on like a mini run.
Yeah. By the way, the Clippers might have a better record than the Mavericks in a week. Yep. So like they have the most losses. They have the highest salary with the most losses, you know, ratio there. You can't be the fifth most expensive team in the NBA, and they were also expensive last season, and not make the playoffs. Like, you can't. And that is more crippling than, oh, we didn't get three firsts for AD instead of one. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's not the way you should be thinking about it. You should be thinking about, we need to get off of as much bad salary. And I know that sounds bad calling AD bad salary, but he's a 30-year-old win now player on a team that's not ready to win now. So and that's not AD's fault necessarily. You can make the argument, you know, people are wondering, well, do you have to trade AD? Can you trade Gafford and Clay and like the other veterans and move in? I'm like, yeah, I guess, but I don't know. You know, is someone going to give you an expiring contract for Clay or Gafford? Like, are you going to be able to clear salary with those two? I'm not sure.
Overarching problem of being a part of one of the worst, and if not the worst trade in professional basketball history, is everything attached to that trade also sucks. Like, yeah. You're in a lose-lose situation. And for me, I don't want to talk about Anthony Davis anymore. I don't like every statement I make coming with the caveat of, I understand he's a top 75 NBA player, because I haven't liked watching him in 10 years. You know, he didn't even play center that much when they won the fucking title. He did, but that's what I meant to say. He did play center when they won the title, which is, he doesn't even understand that. I just want to be done with the situation and on to the next thing, because we got lucky with Cooper Flagg, or if you're a conspiracy theorist, it was handed to us. Let's get to the next thing. The next thing might not be very fun. I'm not saying it's going to be fun. There's no promise of that. But it's different than this, which is like, feels like a long breakup. It's awful.
Yeah, a long breakup. That is a good way to put it. But yeah, and then some people were like, well, why do you want to save the owner's money? I think even someone called me like a bootlicker, like, for wanting to trade AD. I'm like, no, like, the owner should have to pay as much as they can. Like, it's not about I'm not trying to save Patrick Dumont money. It's because the rules in the NBA now, it is really hard to team build when you spend this much money, right? It's not about trying to save an owner from paying like the luxury tax. No, I don't care about that.
Right.
But you can't make trades. You can't make certain signings when you owe this much money, because the new CBA, because the owners got so jealous of Steve Ballmer being able to write a check and make it go away, that they're like, no, we should actually have some spending restrictions on this stuff to actually like give us cap. The owners wanted an excuse to not make moves, basically, and to not spend as much. And they have that with this new CBA. And it's harder to make trades, and it's harder to make kind of the edge of the roster kind of signing. Like, think about last season. Think about how hard it was for them to field a team when the guys were getting hurt because they couldn't sign people because they were so stretched up against the apron that they had so little room to work with.
Yep.
Like, that happened last season, and that's not a luxury tax thing. That's
we've been really lucky.
Team building thing.
We've been really lucky. You know, we talked a lot about it in 2019, 2020. So before Luka's second season, when we were like staring at the KP signing, we bitched incessantly that offseason about the money and like how the Mavericks were poorly allocating their cap, because they did. They're bad at it. But after that, it kind of became a moot point because they didn't really have a lot of options. So they're wiggling within this very small space. They end up trading for Kyrie, which was a great gamble that paid off. And then all the other gambles that they made in the next offseason, it put them in a narrow path. One of the things we've mentioned is that even if they hadn't have traded Luka, we would be having this discussion now if the Mavericks weren't very good. That was sort of one of the things that we were staring at. Like, you just can't pay an expensive team to be bad. Like, the owners, it limits you too much. And it's just not particularly fun to talk about as well. And I don't know, the Anthony Davis thing will probably be over with, you know, we got 6 weeks. No, it's 5 weeks. 'Cause it's like February 5th.
I feel like January 15th is probably the day where things start moving faster. 'Cause I think there's like, some players that can get traded on that day. And maybe that speeds things up.
I mean, like if for sheer entertainment value, everyone should hope that the Mavericks trade for Kuminga just to see me fucking lose my mind.
I'm not joking when I say that would be a good trade.
You think so because of the money. I think it's for terrible the money, because he's a vibes killer. And yeah, also it's like if Kuminga thinks that Steve Kerr is mean, what is Jason Kidd going to do to him? Like, I don't know. There's some I will say this. When it comes to the trade chatter, there are things out there in a way that I was not able to predict. And again, I say I'm not good at this, so it's fine. But it's to know that there's some there is interesting to me. So Kirk's Kuminga corner would be a fun segment. Sorry.
I certainly hope the GMs of Golden State and Atlanta were not watching this game tonight, though, because that was... I'm dead. Like, that's enough to make you be like, oh, Zachary Richesay is pretty good, guys. Like,
when you watch the best teams in a given year, it really puts into sharp focus how far away certain teams are. And that includes the Dallas Mavericks. Like, you watch the Thunder, you watch the Spurs. And I remember coming into the year, so many people are, the Mavs have a nice squad. And you and I are both kind of casually hedging. We're like, all right, we think they might win 40 games, which wasn't, you know, we weren't getting killed for that or anything, but it's kind of hiding our actual take. We were thinking the Mavericks were going to be pretty bad. And lo and behold, they've been pretty bad. Now, they've been bad in ways that I wasn't actually correct about, but it's just, you watch a team like the San Antonio Spurs, the way they beat the Knicks last night, where they just keep coming in ways with guards that we don't have and won't have. So
it's a perimeter dominated league, and the Mavericks don't have, you know, and now, you know, Kyrie will come back, but you know, that's the age timeline. You know, the Golden State just showed the two timeline stuff usually doesn't work.
Nope.
So you gotta pick a lane and commit to it, and you can't straddle the line, because then you end up half-assing your future and your present.
I think that's right.
So you got to pick one.
I think that's right. Okay, so let's let you get on with your evening. You can do some editing for stuff at Mavs Moneyball. We have a piece coming tomorrow that's going to cause some discussion for anybody who reads it, is what I will say. Turned in by Meta. who is going to be, I think it's her last piece for like 2 weeks. She told me she had to take a trip. So it's like, this is a nice one to leave, leave the people angry with you about. all right. So I'm going to change over to our other show. Those of you that want to join, be on the lookout for that link. We're going to let Josh go do some other stuff. I need to go figure out how to turn off my television and get back within the minute that I have here when I put on the music. Everybody, thanks so much. We will be back Saturday night. Saturday night?
Yes, Saturday. They play the Houston Rockets.
Oh, shit. Okay. Got another home game.
Yeah.
I just keep the. They just. And one last thought. The Mavericks have played more games than almost all the other teams.
And more home games than almost
all the other so teams. It's so weird. They played three more games than the Sixers. Okay. Yeah. We'll be back Saturday. Everybody have a good night. Go Mavs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.